New York City.
We're going to get this thing rolling. Okay. Here we go. Another mini pop brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, and I'm here along with
April.
Logan.
He pointed. You were not pointed at. Try again.
Why are we starting over?
Yeah, that was perfect.
Logan's here. Mom's here too. If you didn't hear her already.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Say hi, Mom.
Mom's hi, Mom.
Here. Michelle.
Hello, Michelle. Oh, I can't do that. Hi, Mom. I can't do that.
Mom's name is Michelle. That
is
true.
What an opening, folks. Okay, we are here and we're going to be looking at Rachel Sage's latest EP, New Destination. Amanda Carney of Black Panda PR was kind enough to send us this EP to listen to and review for them, so we appreciate that very much.
Carney. If,
but
I like
it's
it.
A four song disc or digital. So we appreciate Amanda for sending that along to us and looking at Rachel's songs, and we're going to let April take it away for us.
Okie dokie. Rachel Sage is from New York City, and she currently resides in New York City. Been there forever. And her name is spelled with an A, R-A-C-H-A-E-L.
Yep, that it is.
I didn't know that, so that's good to know. And this EP is New Destinations. I don't know if you mentioned that. And that's the title of the first song you just listened to. And it's not my personal favorite.
But I like it.
Yeah, Mom likes it. But Mom would like it.
It's got a good upbeat feel to it. To me, the verses kind of were a little bit disjointed, but once it got into the chorus, it picked up and I enjoyed
it
there.
It's catchy.
Did you notice it was a couplet thing, like A, B, A, B?
That tends to happen sometimes.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a poppy, you know, Kelly Clarkson kind of feel with instruments. But then I didn't think the instruments fit the voice and how she was singing, because the instruments are sharp and clear and the pop feel, that beat. And then her voice is kind of stringing along a bit and it's a bit mellower, I guess, faded.
Yeah, she's got a softer voice. Singers, so she's one of those singers that has to watch and make sure that the instruments don't overpower her, because it would happen real fast, I think.
Because if you're going to be poppy, be poppy, but if you're not, no, don't.
She could do it, but just kind of, like you said, lower the background music for her, and I think it would be fine.
Not even that.
I thought it went well.
Because then
together.
It's not poppy. Because if you take away the sharpness and the...
Like I said, I enjoyed the chorus. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I liked it all because it had that good upbeat rhythm and it took you along. And you knew when you hit the chorus so you could really hop in there. And
that's what Americans like.
That's right. They like that
if
chorus
we can't
that catches you.
At least hum this once after just listening to it once. We don't need it.
Logan was singing
we're
along.
Lazy.
Quick query. Yeah. You are still talking about the Rachel Sage one, right?
Yep.
Yes. First song.
Why would you consider her the pop?
I don't consider
the song,
her poppy.
The first
song,
the New Destination song, is more of a pop song. And she does have several other songs besides this, the four on this EP, you can go to YouTube and look her up, and she's got several other songs on there.
Yeah.
And probably some other albums out, but we're just looking at the New Destinations EP. For the rest of the album, they were pretty slowed down, though.
Yeah, they were more out of the box, more independently, I guess.
And to me, her voice suited them a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, her voice did flow with it.
And I like the styling of it all.
What were the names of the songs? Nice.
Wax is the second one.
That's my personal favorite. Bam. Mom's got taste.
It's got all sorts of good catchy phrases in there.
Yep, it does. And it's more lyrics driven, and I like that, you know, kind of more of a raw deal. And it did say Rachel was playing around with Wax. She was messing with Sonics, like a string heavy chamber pop piece.
Okay.
It said it was featured her on the electric guitar for the first time, and a guest appearance by international Thurman master Armin Ra, I guess.
Okay, cool.
So she was toying around, and I liked it a lot.
Logan, share your comments on Wax.
Good switches between tones and both light and dark at once.
I could actually read that.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's from what I could hear over them talking just a bit ago while we were listening to it.
Yeah, I love the name. My only little deal with Wax is that even when you're doing a slower, smoother song, a more legato song, you know, chilled out, you've still got to make sure people can understand you. And I think for the most part, you could.
The reason we couldn't was because you guys were talking.
Trying to figure out what she was saying.
You can't figure out what someone's saying if you're saying something while they're saying it.
Really?
That's common sense.
I just said, for the most part, you can understand it. It's just that maybe towards the ends of phrases, when she, you know, fades out a bit, maybe it was a bit too soon or just got lost focus on it. Because the first verse, the very end of it, I don't know if it was sinking in knives, or Dad was like, because I asked him, I was like, what'd she just say there? And he backed it up, and he was like, I think that's singing and
sinking
miracle
in,
or something. I can't remember.
Singing in, no, the very first one where I asked you, and you were like, I think it's
sinking in knives.
No, yeah,
to Wax.
I'm trying to talk, and then I thought Dad was like, well, I think she's saying singing in the night.
No, maybe that's what I said. I can't
remember. Yeah. I know that the second word was knives. I honestly can't remember what the first word was.
And me,
was.
I was sinking like, well, that sounded like knives. Sinking in
it
the
might
knives.
Be, since it's Wax.
But that's what I'm saying.
It was perfectly clear, though.
Okay, that's fine.
To you?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's what people hear. To me, with this song, her voice at times sounded a little bit like the sound that Enya does when she sings.
And you got to be in the right mood for Enya.
And just the tone of her voice in this the Wax song, it just reminded me of some of the tones that Enya created. So I enjoyed that because I am an Enya fan. I did the with Wax and Misery's Grace, which is another song on the album, and then Not Leaving You. They all played with the piano and violin a little bit.
Yeah.
So that was kind of nice to hear the different instrumentalities, and I like hearing the different instruments.
Yeah, with Not Leaving You, I liked it, but the lyrics, I'm not sure if I like, there's like too simple, I guess. I mean, I like simplicity if it's a really great poetic simplicity with songs, but it wasn't to me. I don't know. And I want to touch back on New Destinations. There's not a lot of songs here to touch on.
True. I enjoyed the whole EP. I really did. Wax, though, I'm Like You, was my favorite. Yeah.
Because Mom, she was talking about, when we were still talking about Soul Wave, when we were reviewing them before, she talked about how repetitive one of the songs she thought was.
Right.
And then coming and listening to this one and hearing New Destinations, Mom didn't have a thought about how repetitive it was, but I noticed it.
But the difference in the vocals and the instrumentals, it's not the same beat throughout the whole song.
Yes, it is. Pretty much.
They changed.
To the same
chorus,
to the same thing.
The chorus
changed.
I know. The chorus always changed. It was the same, but it always goes back.
Oh, yeah. That's every song.
I know, but you guys are so shallow with my thoughts here.
Yes.
Because the songs are so
I am a shallow person.
Gets in your head, like, you don't notice it if you like it. Like how people complain about today's pop artists, some of them. Grunge was like, it's so repetitive. Well, because they don't like the style. But if somebody who likes the style doesn't even notice that stuff. It's like...
True.
Every song's repetitive, guys.
Well, yeah. That's
except for Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's a little repetitive, too. Sorry. It does have its changes. But to me, I like the change up. The New Destination was definitely the pop song of the EP, and the others were more of the slow down kind of... simplistic is fine, but to me, I like simplistic songs. I enjoy them because you can slow down and listen to the lyrics and enjoy the music, the instrumentality of the background.
I just like simple poetic songs, I guess, you know.
Would you listen to this on a road trip?
Yes. It wouldn't be my first pull, but I'd listen to it.
Quickly would be quite good, yeah.
That's what we need to use to measure these. Road trip, top five.
Well, we're talking, no. Just in general. Because I listen to music in school. Yeah. Listen to music at work.
Yeah, okay. True. But to me, that was like her song fits the clearer, slower songs. It just fit it a lot better.
Yeah.
The songs that I've heard her with the speed, the more sharper instrumentality. She does kind of get a little lost occasionally, but her voice in general, I did enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And it's hard, like I said earlier, having that softer voice, you know, it's harder to be above that instruments, and she's able to do that, or she's able to control the
instruments,
the background instruments to be able to be heard. So a lot of artists would just be lost in the rumble.
Yep. Libraries, word. I think I would pick it up for a library in general. You know,
it'd definitely be a good one for a library when she look for her albums and pick them up, definitely.
Because she's got a lot of songs.
And I'm not sure if she has, might look at the webpage again and see if she has any other albums. I don't know if there's a webpage listed there or not.
Which patrons in the library? Women? Teenagers?
All.
Boys?
No. Well, boys can listen to it. Music is not distinguishable by gender most of the time.
Yeah.
Neither are books.
I would say probably a higher level, probably high school and above. Mm-hmm. I don't know if your teeny boppers aren't going to get into a whole lot of it, especially the slower songs. They're going to want more upbeat, but...
Simple-minded.
Your upper teenagers, two adults would enjoy this.
Sound and lyrics. Sound and lyrics, whichever you want. But.
Mom's over here trying to draw the gender line.
Yeah, that's BS.
You need to know who your audience is.
Yeah, that's BS. Sorry, Mom, but...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I think your character says more about you than your gender.
We'll see if we can find a webpage here. So there's something out there.
And it's Sage, not Rage, because for some reason it's so easy to try and say that and it comes out Rachel Rage.
Okay.
At least we didn't say Rachel Ray.
Yeah.
No,
Rachel
never did that.
Sage?
Every once in a while it comes out as Rage. Happened to
Or does she have a Facebook account or something?
I go to rachelsage.com/home, I guess.
So is that her website then?
Yeah. And I'm saying slash home because I'm seeing two rachelsage.coms here, but they're two different ones, and hers is the one with the slash home. So make sure you put that there, I guess. And I've also got to mention that one of her songs was featured on Dance Moms, the season premiere of it, Birthday.
Everyone loves to watch.
What song?
The majority.
What song?
The song was Birthday in 2012.
Okay.
It was on her... What was it? Her 10th release, Haunted by You. And that one's got some good reviews. It was critically acclaimed and everything.
So does she have some where you can buy it either on Amazon or any albums or on her page?
Website, I would, go to iTunes, most likely on there.
I'm looking for albums, though. See if she has anything out. Either go to Amazon and look or go to her
Public
webpage.
Record, Haunted
Where's
by You.
Where's your computer?
Smashing the Serene, Delancey Street.
Are these titles of albums you're giving him?
Yeah, and EPs and all that. New Destination, obviously, which releases May 6th, 2014. I'm not sure if... What, Dad? I answered your question.
No, you haven't. I'm asking if there's anything on her website where libraries can purchase her albums.
Yeah.
You're not on her website to see. You're just listing the albums she has. That doesn't mean they're available to purchase.
Yep. Bye. Yep.
Sometimes the albums go out of stock. And they don't necessarily always replenish.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just go to the website and you'll find it all.
Average price?
It doesn't show a price. Let me click on one. You have to choose a store. If you go to her website, go to Impress, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or CD Baby. So I guess it would differ depending on the store you go to. So that's how you'd find the price.
Okay, so hit up, you said Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or what was the other one?
CD Baby.
Okay.
And Impress.
To get a possible physical CD.
Yeah, so I would guess.
Libraries are out there. You might want to check that out and purchase some of her albums to include in your collection if you don't have any in your collection already.
Yep.
Thank you. Anything else before we go out?
Mm-mm.
I think so.
Okay. Well, we are having fun here. We hope everybody out there is enjoying themselves and having fun. We'll be back on the flip side, and the outro for us this week is Rachel Sage's Wax.
Yes.
So everybody, enjoy. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.